From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Turkey may be closer to sending troops into neighboring Iraq. The U.S. and Turkish governments have been negotiating over the deployment of several thousand Turkish soldiers as peacekeepers. Relations between the two countries soured when Ankara refused to let American forces use Turkish territory to launch the invasion of Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
6 months after its parliament said no to the U.S. invasion, Turkey is once again debating whether to help its closest ally. In recent years, Turkey has sent peacekeepers to U.S.-led operations in Somalia, the Balkans, and Afghanistan. But Turkish analysts say the Iraq War has shattered the half-century-old alliance between the U.S. and Turkey. Former Ambassador Yalim Eralp, a commentator on Turkish television, says the U.S. military presence in Iraq has changed the equation.
With the end of the war, the United States became a neighbor of Turkey. So the strategic partnership, I think, has come to an end.
The first breaking point came on March 1st, when Turkey's parliament voted against allowing U.S. troops to invade Iraq from Turkish territory. The parliamentary decision reflected the Turkish population's overwhelming opposition to the war.
March 1st was a moment of silence in Turkish-American relations. But very quickly after that, both sides realized that they need each other.
Egemen Bayış is a member of the Turkish parliament and a foreign policy advisor to the country's prime minister. He's lobbying for Turkey to contribute troops to the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq. One possible scenario reported in the Turkish media would be to put some 10,000 Turkish soldiers in command of a sector in central or southern Iraq.
If we do go there, we would like to be in charge of a specific geography in Iraq, and we would like to provide not only military service, but also social service.
Bayış hopes this initiative will help Turkey mend fences with Washington. Meanwhile, the Bush administration has been doing its own part to smooth relations by urging Congress this month to approve an $8.5 billion loan package that would help stabilize Turkey's shaky economy. Despite this push for a rapprochement, sharp differences remain between Washington and Ankara, particularly over the ethnic Kurds who rule northern Iraq. Kurdish militias fought alongside U.S. troops during the war, and they continue to be the strongest supporters of the U.S. in Iraq. Ankara, however, views the Kurds as a potential threat to Turkish national security. Retired Turkish General Seyfettin Sayman wants the U.S. to distance itself from the Iraqi Kurds.
Because northern Iraq Kurdish people is not a government. They don't have any political and economic power. The only power in this part of the world is Turkey.
Ankara fears greater autonomy for Iraq's Kurds could reignite separatist ambitions among its own long-oppressed Kurdish minority. Since the mid-1990s, several thousand Turkish soldiers have been stationed in northern Iraq to fight Turkish Kurd rebels hiding in remote mountain bases there. Since the Iraq War, U.S. troops have twice detained groups of Turkish soldiers, accusing them of trying to destabilize northern Iraq. Major Jeffrey Tantor leads the U.S. Civil Military Affairs Unit in the northeastern city of Kirkuk.
To my knowledge, the Turkish Special Forces were arrested because there was a plot to assassinate the mayor of Kirkuk, Mr. Abdulrahman Mustafa. He's a Kurdish gentleman who currently runs the city here.
Though U.S. and Turkish military delegations have since met to patch up differences, the arrest sparked public outrage in Turkey. More recently, Ankara has criticized the U.S. for not cracking down on the estimated 5,000 Turkish Kurd insurgents it believes are still in northern Iraq. Turkish officials say this issue must be resolved before they will agree to contribute troops to U.S.-led operations in Iraq. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.